Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
I'll listen to
them. Or be with
them. How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Good morning. It is Tuesday, September 25th, just after 6 o'clock in the morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Mine is the Joe again.
Yes, but I'm still here. Liv.
Yes, but Liv the Web Girl is still here. It is storming. It's 71 out right now. High of 77 today. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 67. I seriously almost died like 6 times on the way here this morning, so please be careful. Give yourself extra time because that rain is brutal.
Driving here, it was like someone was pouring buckets of literal water on my windshield because that's how hard it is raining.
Yeah, so keep that in mind. Joe is gathering used toothpicks in Eastern Kentucky from redneck families to recycle them today. So
we're proud of them.
We're so proud.
We can't say it enough.
Who takes a week straight to just do charity work like that all across the country? I mean, only Joe Pesh from the Joe and Alex Show. So once again, every day we're encouraging you to please tweet him words of encouragement at Joe and at Joe Pesh Radio. That's Joe's Twitter. At Joe Pesh Radio, P-E-S-H. And tell him that you're thankful for his service and really throwing his body on the grenade, prying toothpicks out of the cold, incestual bodies of rednecks in Eastern Kentucky. So keep that in mind. Yesterday, I don't know if you did live, but I watched Dancing with the Stars for the very first time in my life.
I didn't because I don't have cable, but I'm definitely going to watch it today because I'm really excited about this season.
Millennials, man, hardly any of us have cable. But I did watch it. If you didn't, or maybe if you did, I'll give you the full update coming up here in a few seconds in the garbage, a few minutes, I should say. We'll tell you who was the worst contestant last night.
I'm excited for you to tell me who's the worst.
You know who it is.
I have some ideas.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it yet.
Yeah, so crazy stuff happened. We'll go over that. I'll come it up in the garbage. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Beyoncé's former drummer Kimberly Thompson claims that Beyoncé is hell-bent on destroying every aspect of her life, including her career, relationships, and finances, all out of jealousy. Apparently, Beyoncé practices witchcraft casting spells on the drummer's cat and on her, which allowed her to be manipulated sexually. I'm not sure how that works. What her cat being manipulated has to do with her being manipulated, I don't know. I don't want to know. She even believes Beyoncé has paid people to fire her from jobs. The drummer said that she hopes others who have been in similar situations are inspired to do the same and stand up for themselves. Yes, if you also think that you are being personally victimized by Beyoncé's witchcraft, please call into the Joe and Alex Show, 317-239-1009. Here she is talking about how her cat started acting wackadoo, so she decided to bring it to a psychic.
I ended up calling two psychics, and they were like, the cat has a spell on it. And I said, well, what about this person, you know, that we are discussing at this time? They're like, yes, this person put the spell on the cat, and you need to get rid of it, you know, like right away, you know.
Bill Cosby will receive less than 3 years in prison for the 2004 rape of Andrea Constand, the former Temple University employee. The judge added that Cosby was looking at a total jail time of 22 to 34 months in final sentencing. Dancing with the Stars season 27 kicked off its two-night premiere featuring celebrities ranging from a social media star last night to grocery store Joe from Bachelor in Paradise to stars from television, movies, radio, and the world of sports. So grocery store Joe from Bachelor in Paradise, do you think he did the best of the night or the worst?
Probably the worst.
Yeah, he ended the night with 14 out of a score of 30. That's the highest. Oh. He got the lowest score of them all last night. At the other end of the pack, singer Tinashe and former NFL player DeMarcus Ware each earned 23 out of 30, the highest scores of the night. Fuller House star Juan Pablo DePace also did pretty well with a 22 and a standing ovation for his extremely sexy number. Dancing with the Stars runs Mondays and Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time for its first 2 weeks before sliding back to its usual Mondays. Bobby Bones, the radio personality, did pretty well. He got a 20. So he didn't do bad at all. He was maybe like tied for third or fourth place. And then Alexis Wren did even better than Bobby. She maybe tied for second, I think. Yeah, she did really, really well. She is, if you don't know, like an Instagram model. And they did her little like bio opener to introduce her on the show. like doing pictures for Instagram. That was her
little thing. That's so cute.
Yeah. Panic at the Disco has confirmed that touring guitarist Kenny Harris will no longer perform with the band after sexual misconduct allegations. The band tweeted, "Touring musician Kenny Harris will no longer be performing with us because of a personal matter." The announcement comes after a fan claimed that she had exchanged messages with Harris while she was under the age of consent and shared screenshots to support her claims. He himself has not directly responded. So, creeper. And while promoting their new movie, Night School, co-stars Tiffany Haddish and Kevin Hart sat down with E! News and shared some of the craziest things they've done for love when they were in school.
I used to put grapefruits in my training bra and, like, gradually every week get bigger and bigger and bigger, hoping that I would get a boyfriend off of that.
Gosh.
And then one day one of the grapefruits fell out and I was like, it was warm too.
Oh, too.
And I was like, you want a grapefruit? The grapefruit juice.
Joe's Need to Know News, minus the Joe part on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9, but plus the Alex and the Live the Web Girl, so that's fun. A woman in California who used to work for Facebook is suing Facebook because she says that being a moderator for them gave her PTSD. Now, this is something I never even thought about, but as soon as I read this, I was like, oh my gosh, I bet it would. So she was like the type of person where if there was a disturbing image on Facebook, you report it because it goes against their community guidelines, you know?
Right.
And so she would be the one that would have to look at the pictures and the videos and decide if it was against community guidelines. She says that she developed PTSD after being exposed to highly toxic, unsafe, and injurious content during her employment as a content moderator at Facebook. And I was like, man, that is a job I would not want to have. Think about the messed up stuff
Gosh, how many naked people would you see?
Well, nasty nakedness, probably. There was a lot of suicide Facebook lives and awful stuff. That would be terrible.
Ugh.
And, you know, animal abuse and all kinds of sick stuff. A white cop in Dallas who fatally shot her black neighbor inside his own apartment was fired from the police force. The police dismissed the cop yesterday during a hearing. She's going to be charged with manslaughter in the shooting that left the 26-year-old man dead on September 6th. She was fired because of her arrest. Rightly so. Absolutely horrible situation. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh denied accusations of sexual misconduct during an interview with Fox News last night. He said, "What I know is the truth, and the truth is I've never sexually assaulted anyone." His wife was there. Her name's Ashley. She said that she thinks the allegations against her husband are hard to believe. She said, "I know Brett. I've known him for 17 years. He's decent. He's kind. He's good. I know his heart. This is not consistent with Brett." In the interview, Kavanaugh denied Ford's claim against him, adding that he was a virgin through high school and for many years after.
"We're talking about an allegation of sexual assault. I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I did not have sexual intercourse or anything close to sexual intercourse in high school or for many years thereafter. And the girls from the schools I went to and I were
so
friends."
"So you're saying that all through all these years that are in question, you were a virgin?"
"That's correct."
"Never had sexual intercourse with anyone in high school?"
"Correct."
"And through what years in college, since we're probing into your personal
many
life
years,
here?"
"Many years after. I'll leave it at that. Many years after."
So what he's saying is he was a nerd.
Nerd!
I'm just kidding. Six Flags. You got to let me know if you would do this. Six Flags in St. Louis is celebrating their 30th annual Fright Fest by offering a $300 cash prize to one of six contestants picked to survive 30 hours inside a coffin inside of their grounds. The winner, they can keep the coffin if they want. I don't know why you would. Well, I don't know. Some people, I guess, are into that because it's so expensive to pay for your own funeral one day. But there are rules. So there is a 6-minute bathroom break every hour, but anyone who gets out of the coffin for any other reason is going to be disqualified. Participants are allowed to bring a friend during Fright Fest operating hours until midnight. But when the park is closed, the contestants have to brave their coffin alone.
Absolutely not. No amount of money you could pay me to do that.
$300? I'll get into that in a second. But all coffin dwellers who make it 30 hours will get 2 season passes. And they'll get to go to like the haunted house and the freak train and stuff like that. Plus, of course, the $300 I told you about. Entrance must be at least 18 with a photo ID. No medical conditions that could like, you know, make you get too scared and you die in there for real.
There's no way anyone's actually signing up for this. $300, that's it?
Oh, guaranteed people do. People that are like Halloween nuts, definitely. And the last rule is you can bring your own pillow and blankets. Oh. Six Flags will provide meals, snacks, drinks, and random creepy visits by the Fright Fest freaks. There's also going to be phone charging stations, so they said you can have your phone in the coffin with you. But I'm pretty sure if you die, you don't get to bring your phone in the coffin with you.
Yeah,
but I don't know, $300 to do all of this? Now, $3,000, I think I would consider it, but not for $300.
That's what I'm saying. $300, I'll go donate plasma.
Yeah.
I'd rather do that.
Not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough. Sorry, not enough.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West and Nick Cannon have come to a mutual understanding after going at each other on social media over Kim Kardashian West. Allegedly, they squashed their beef over the weekend after Nick responded to Kanye on Instagram, basically telling him to not try and censor what he can or can't say in interviews. Apparently, they swapped numbers and hashed things out. They addressed why each of them felt disrespected, and they both agreed to be mindful of one another going forward and to continue their friendship. Sources say that Nick and Kanye even talked about Kanye coming back onto Wild and Out. Pete Davidson opened up about his relationship with Ariana Grande during an interview with Howard Stern. Davidson said his relationship with the singer was all about timing. He had just broken up with Cassie David around the same time that Grande had broken up with rapper Mac Miller. He said him and Ariana are meant to be.
No, I just think like some people are meant to be together and some people aren't. Even if they are good people or not, some people just aren't good in relationships together.
And I'll tell you the truth.
And I just think we're supposed to be together.
A TV show based on the life of Dr. Dre was reportedly pulled by Apple boss Tim Cook after he grew concerned over its heavy focus on violent sex and drug use. Vital Signs was deemed inappropriate for Apple's audience because it featured characters doing lines of coke, an extended orgy in a mansion, and drawn guns. Yikes. It's unknown if the show will be picked up by another channel. By the way, Apple also reportedly refused to back a hashtag MeToo inspired show that was set at a U.S. university. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to be like a family friendly platform or something. I don't know. And this cracked me up. A local indie story, actually. So a man in Greenwood was arrested after reaching for his handgun to end a dispute with his friend of 50 years over a Bruno Mars song. The man was with a group of his friends when an argument broke out over a song and its artist. The friend said the song that they were debating was sung by Bruno Mars, but this Greenwood guy said, "No, it isn't." So this guy was showed proof that it was, in fact, a Bruno Mars song, and the argument grew so bad that the guy pulled a gun on his friend. The friend ended up calling the man a chicken blank, and that's when the man hit his friend in the face and arm with the gun. The gun ended up going off twice, but no one was shot, thank goodness. No one called the cops till a few hours later, and that's when cops arrived to the guy's Greenwood house, and he admitted to hitting his friend in the face with his .38 revolver. He was arrested for battery and criminal recklessness with a deadly weapon. The police report does not say what Bruno Mars song the men were arguing about. Now, see, I need to know this.
This is very important for the entire news story.
Very important. I wonder if he was thinking it was Michael Jackson instead of Bruno Mars, because I think a lot of Bruno Mars songs sound like they could have been sung by Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I 1,000% agree.
It's Radio Now, 100.9. You're listening to The Joe and Alex Show, minus the Joe. He's still on a mission. Today, he's in the hills of eastern Kentucky prying toothpicks out of rednecks' hands. So, pray for him.
Pray and support him. Tweet at him, at Joe Pesh Radio. Tell him how proud you are of him, and thank you for the great service that he is doing.
That's right. Charity work for a week straight. Who could do this besides Joe? Absolutely nobody. So keep him in mind. And yes, tweet him at Joe Pesh Radio and tell him thank you for his service, for getting those toothpicks from rednecks to recycle, because, those just go to waste when they get thrown away.
You know those rednecks won't recycle them.
That's right. So we got to send someone in that will. So have a great Tuesday tomorrow. What we're into at 8 o'clock plus. We'll tell you how to win those A Star Is Born movie premiere passes to see the movie, of course, starring Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. You'll get to go see the whole movie with Liv the Web Girl, me, Alex, and Joe, all from the Joe and Alex Show. So it'll be a super fun movie getaway for you.
And it'll be before the movie actually premieres, so to see it first before anyone else is the only time to do it.
That's right. So tomorrow at 8:30, you can win those here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9.